From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The FBI is still trying to learn why a 26-year-old Iraq war veteran opened fire in Fort Lauderdale Airport Friday, killing five people and wounding six others. FBI agent Marlon L. Ritzman of the Anchorage, Alaska field office said Saturday there is no evidence that the suspect, former Alaska and Puerto Rico National Guardsman Esteban Santiago, was working with anyone else.
And while we are early in the investigation, there is currently no indication Mr. Santiago was working with any other individuals when he planned and carried out yesterday's attack.
Santiago traveled to Fort Lauderdale from Alaska. He opened fire with a 9mm handgun retrieved from his checked baggage in the Florida airport. Five people died, six others were wounded. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel told reporters Saturday morning that three of the victims are in good condition. Three others are currently being held in the intensive care unit. The airport has reopened to traffic. President-elect Donald Trump has posted a series of tweets calling those who oppose good ties with Russia stupid and fools. In a series of messages Saturday, the president-elect said having good relations with Russia was not a bad thing and that only stupid people or fools would think that it is bad. He added that Russia would respect the United States more when he was president than it does now. The posts came after a U.S. intelligence report said Russian President Vladimir Putin had made a concerted effort to aid Trump's election victory. The report said Putin aspired to disrupt the U.S. election, discredit Democrat Hillary Clinton, and undermine Americans' faith in the democratic process. This is VOA News. At least 48 people were killed Saturday when a car bomb exploded near Syria's border with Turkey. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the explosion happened Saturday in a busy marketplace in the rebel-held town of Azaz. It was potentially caused by a rigged water tanker or fuel tanker. The observatory also said that six opposition fighters were among those killed. Amateur video showed plumes of black smoke rising from the ground around the chaotic market. It also showed bodies strewn with gunfire heard in the background. A government building and a courthouse were damaged in the explosion. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which comes as a fragile ceasefire is being observed across most of the country. Soldiers in Ivory Coast's second-largest city are holding Defense Minister Alain Richard Duvalli after rejecting the terms of a deal announced by President Alassane Ouattara to end their pay protest. President Ouattara announced that he had reached an agreement with the mutineers to resolve their protest. The soldiers had taken to the streets of several cities, including the commercial capital Abidjan, demanding bonuses, pay raises, and faster promotions. Reuters news agency reports that Duvalli and several other officials remain in a house in Bouake, where the defense minister was meeting with mutineers. The report said that soldiers are demanding their bonuses be paid immediately. The mutiny began Friday when soldiers seized Bouake. Soldiers in several other towns quickly joined the mutiny. A bomb explosion at a restaurant in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, killed three people and injured more than 16 others on Saturday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, but suspicion centered on the Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab, which has waged an insurgency against Somalia's government. Ghana's newly elected president, Nana Akufo-Addo, has been sworn in, and a peaceful handoff of power that stood out in a region facing political crises. The new president told thousands gathered in Accra's Independence Square that he would make his country prosperous and run his government with integrity.
State coffers are not spoiled for the party that wins an election, but resources for the country's social and economic development.
The 72-year-old Akufo-Addo won the December 7th election on his third run for Ghana's highest office. He defeated incumbent John Dramani Mahama with the largest margin of victory for a presidential candidate since 1996. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.